China's largest telecom operator is no longer able to operate in the U.S. The FCC revoked the license for China Telecom Corp., China's largest telecom operator, and is a state-owned company. The FCC said China Telecom Corp. is, quote, subject to the exploitation, influence, and control by the Chinese government, which they are a state-owned company. To put this in a broader context, last year, Trump extended a broader effort to remove Chinese links to the U.S. telecom infrastructure, targeting at the time Huawei. Further context, the daughter of Huawei founder Meng Wanzhou was recently allowed to leave Canada after being held there for charges. The FCC since then has been pushing small rural carriers who use Huawei equipment to replace their gear with Western rivals. China Telecom, however, denies that it's a security risk or able to be exploited. Their business in the U.S. sells mostly mobile services to U.S. companies and retailers, targeting Chinese-American tourists and businesses. In May, China Telecom, China Mobile, and China Unicom all lost appeals to the New York Stock Exchange to be relisted. They were taken down in the first place to comply with an investment blacklist introduced under President Trump. With more questions coming to light every day about Chinese companies operating in the U.S., we might wonder if this is just the beginning. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.